WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, where we break down life's chaos one bite-sized nugget at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like your mind's a never-ending to-do list with an incessant soundtrack of stress? You're not alone, my friends. We live in a world that loves to keep us on edge, buzzing with notifications and deadlines. But what if I told you there's a way to hit the pause button, find some inner peace, and actually enjoy the ride? Today, we're diving into mindfulness and meditation techniques, your secret weapons for stress relief. Now, before you picture yourself in a saffron robe on a mountaintop, let me tell you, this isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. This is about practical tools you can use right here, right now, to bring calm into your everyday chaos. Think of it as mental CPR reviving your spirit and recharging your batteries. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling calmer, clearer, and more in control. First up, recognize the power of your breath. Seriously, this is the ultimate stress buster. When you feel those anxiety vibes creeping in, take a few deep, slow breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, filling your lungs completely, then exhale slowly through your mouth. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. You know that feeling when you hold your breath for too long? Yeah, well, doing the opposite, taking those deep breaths instantly calms you down. Next, practice mindful awareness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to truly savor your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? Really immerse yourself in experience, even something as simple as drinking your morning coffee or taking a walk in nature. Think of it like this. When your mind wanders, gently guide it back to the present. It's like training a puppy, it takes time and patience, but eventually they learn to focus. And trust me, the reward is worth it. You'll feel more grounded, connected, and less reactive to stress triggers. Mindful movement can be another game changer. Think yoga, tai chi, or even just a brisk walk in the park. The key here is to focus on your body's sensations, the feeling of your feet hitting the ground, the stretch in your muscles, the rhythm of your breath. It's a fantastic way to release tension, boost energy, and clear your head. Gratitude journaling might sound cheesy, but it's seriously powerful stuff. Every day, take a few minutes to write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal, or even just a good night's sleep. This simple act shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life, creating a more positive and resilient mindset. And finally, remember that self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, even when you're struggling. Nobody's perfect, and it's okay to have off days. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. It's Friday afternoon, and your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and that project from hell just got thrown into the mix. Sound familiar? You're feeling the pressure building, stress levels rising, and your inner monologue starts to sound like a broken record player stuck on panic mode. But wait. Remember those mindfulness tools we talked about. Take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that you've got this. Maybe even take a quick walk outside, soak in some fresh air, and let those worries drift away. See? Instant de-escalation. Now, remember those key takeaways we explored. The power of breath, mindful awareness, movement, gratitude, and self-compassion. These aren't just abstract concepts, they are practical tools you can use to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. So go forth, my friends, armed with these weapons of inner peace. And remember, this is your journey. It's not about being perfect, it's about progress, showing up for yourself every day, and making those small but mighty changes that add up to a happier, more resilient you. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build this community together, one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.